Good Wednesday morning to you. I'm Jay Ogden of Oakland Church of Christ. Is your name Martha? That might be an odd question, but let's consider Mary and Martha, two of the three friends that were close to Jesus, their brother Lazarus included. But is your name Martha? We see that Jesus came to Bethany in Luke chapter 10, starting verse 38, it says, "Now it happened as they went, he entered a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha welcomed him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary, who also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. But Martha was distracted with much serving, and she approached him and said, 'Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to serve alone? Therefore tell her to help me.' And Jesus answered and said to her, 'Martha, Martha, you are worried and troubled about many things, but one thing is needed, and Mary has chosen that good part, which will not be taken away from her.'" Here we've got the Lord has come to the house of Mary and Martha and Lazarus. What if that would have happened to us during that time? Surely we would have been scrambling around, trying to come up with some kind of meal to be hospitable to the Lord. But we see Mary, who has sat at the feet of Jesus, and she's trying to take in every word that he is giving in words of advice, growth for her. And Martha is in the kitchen trying to do what she can, and she's perturbed at her sister for not being able to help her. This brings a complaint from Martha, who was distracted with much serving. She went to Jesus and said, "Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to serve alone? Tell her to help me." You can almost see the look of shock on Martha's face when Jesus replied, "Martha, Martha, you are anxious and troubled about many things. One thing is needed. Mary has chosen the good portion that will not be taken away from her." Jesus was not harsh or severe in his rebuke of Martha. He just wanted Martha to reevaluate her priorities. She was stressing the material side of life, while Mary placed emphasis on the spiritual. Martha attached undue importance to this kind of work, what she was doing. She found fault with Mary not helping her and accused Jesus of unkindness in allowing her sister to shirk her share of the work. My question is my name Martha? Am I guilty too? Surely this incident in the life of Jesus was written for our benefit and learning. Mary had chosen the good portion, the listening to Jesus. In the rush of life and the challenge of doing many good things, have I forgotten to sit patiently at the feet of Jesus and listen? How much time am I actually given to Bible reading and study? Am I obedient, or is my name Martha? Just some things to consider as we go through this life. Just don't be cumbered about with so great things that pulls us down and pulls us in every kind of different direction. Sit at the feet of Jesus and learn what he has to say for us. We would love to have you at Oakland Church of Christ. We meet on Sunday mornings at 9:30 for Bible study. We also meet at 10:20 for worship, again Sunday afternoon at 5 o'clock, and 7 o'clock on Wednesday nights. We meet at 18111 Townsend Ford Road. We'd love to have you at any opportunity that you could be there. Thank you and have a good day.